Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio. I scared Nicole. ASI Radio is Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products and so much more. Good morning, everyone. It is Tuesday. I'm Joe Haley. I'm acting like Shirley Temple, being the captain of the good ship Lollipop here today.
Oh, Jesus.
But some of our other editors are out on the road making their way across.
Did you just mull that over while you're sitting there?
I did. Across country.
1930s here.
We have a star-studded show today.
Oh, yeah.
But first, let me let you know who's in the studio with us. First, there's Kathy Houston, the editor of Advantages Magazine. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Joseph Francis.
And how are we today, Kathleen?
I'm great.
All right. Sitting next to Kathy is the editor of Stitches Magazine and the executive director of education here at ASI, Nicole Rollander. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
And how are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm fabulous, too.
You know that. You're always fabulous.
As always in the studio with us, and we lock the door sometimes trying to keep her out, is the editor
of
SGR and the senior editor of Counselor Magazine, Michelle Bell. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm super, Joe. Thank you.
Your voice cracked there.
Super.
Also joining us in the studio, as always, answering your phone calls is Facebook, Vinny Driscoll, and manning the sound booth, or would that be womaning the sound booth?
Womaning.
We have Lauren Medina. If you want to give us a call today, it's 215-953-4979.
What's going on here today?
Today we have a special call-in interview, but first Kathy's going to give us a rundown of what else is going to be on our show.
Right. Well, like Joe said, we're going to have a call-in interview with creative guru and ASI keynoter Eric Wall, who will be at ASI Chicago in July. One of our fabulous counselor editors is going to call from the road and give us a best places to work road trip update. I wonder if they're all ready to kill each other by now. Nicole's going to give us 5 ways to inspire new business through social media. Michelle will give us 7 most common negotiation mistakes, and we'll wrap it all up with our favorite things. But first, Michelle has the news.
Thanks, Kathy. In the news this morning, American Apparel's Dove Charney is threatening a lawsuit against his company unless he's reinstated. This after the apparel firm's board of directors voted last week to oust Charney because of alleged misconduct. Charney's attorney claims American Apparel violated age discrimination laws and failed to give her client time to consider severance terms. Find out much more on this story in today's promogram. Also in the news, top 40 supplier Barton Nelson has announced it's closed its doors, citing a decision by its lenders. The company will not be accepting new orders and will not ship current orders. Barton Nelson has been in the industry for 40 years. Next up today, Chinese e-commerce firm Alibaba has reported its sales for the quarter ended March 31st, and they rose 39%. The company made particular gains in mobile-related sales, reporting a 12% jump versus a 2% rise for the year prior. Alibaba plans to file a U.S. IPO later this year. Finally this morning, be sure to check out today's promogram to see the latest episode of The Joe Show, where Joe preaches safety first. Of the many things you preach, you're going to preach.
I'm on my safety first soapbox.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're going to go to line one, where we have the Warhol of Wall Street, the Renoir of ROI, the Picasso of productivity. It's Eric Wall. He's a graffiti artist, author, and entrepreneur, and he's going to be our keynoter at ASI Chicago on Thursday, July 17th. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good morning. And I've been listening in here for, I think, the last 4 or 5 minutes, and not only do we have a sassy group in the studio to start, but I think this is the first time I've done an interview after First Lady Bush. And with a follow-up reference to Shirley Temple. So this is really a fun, unique morning for me.
So thanks for Look at that. It's a red-letter day for Eric.
All right, Eric. It is a red-letter day. I'm already pumping my fist with what you guys got going on there. So it's a pleasure to be on this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm going to get right into the question. So one of your core messages is that for more companies to be super successful, business owners and managers need to help their entire staff understand that they're capable of so much more than they have been conditioned to believe. How can a business owner or sales manager do that, and can you give us a real-world example?
Well, that's a very formal way of saying what I do. I'm going to be, I guess, provocative here with a purpose, but I'm a graffiti artist by nature. I'm a disruptive strategist. That's what I do, is defamiliarize the ordinary. I break down patterns of thought, both in the art world as well as in the business world, to create breakthrough opportunities. So what's happened is we've become very myopic in how we think, how we've been educated, how we react to even a corporate or competitive landscape, the hierarchical structure. And so if we decompose that and break it down, there is tremendous opportunity for growth, capturing market share, growing our business, creating disruptive strategies, new ideas that competitors have never even thought of before. And so that's what I'm doing, is I'm coming in as almost a lightning bolt of ahas to open up people's minds. So it's not, people have called me a motivational speaker. I'm not. You know, when I hear that word, I cringe a little bit because I see this guy at 2 a.m. on the television pumping his fist, telling you you can do it. And that's not what I'm doing. Is I'm coming and I'm bringing ideas and I'm bringing metrics and, like you said, real world business examples of what companies have done, what individuals have done to break through. So that's kind of what I'm coming to do, is be that aha, to show individuals, entrepreneurs, organizations that they really are capable of so much more than what we've been preconditioned for.
Hi, Eric. It's Nicole. You know, we were excited to have you in Long Beach and, you know, now to have you again in Chicago because we really experienced what you're about. So, you know, right, you're a graffiti artist and you're the author of the best-selling book Unthink, Rediscover Your Creative Genius. And, you know, as I said, you deliver this really unique keynote experience by painting on stage during the event. And, you know, you've said that this painting exemplifies your core message, which is motivating organizations to achieve greater profitability through creativity, innovation, and superior performance levels. So, in your opinion, what's the key link between creativity and higher corporate performance and profitability?
Is the differentiation from the competition. And so, again, most businesses operate in a very similar way because we've read the books on what is effective sales, what is effective marketing, what is effective leadership or management, hiring and firing tactics. And we've all been playing from the same game plan, even if it's been, you know, been covered or endorsed by the Harvard Business Review or Fast Company or Forbes, or, you know, that's in the past. And so my presentation is designed to look out into the future and anticipate emerging trends in future markets before they've been written about. And so it's enabling the audience to not just have a fish, but teach them how to be a fisherman, how to go out and create these ideas themselves, how to be disruptive strategists, how to come up with new ideas, how to interact with their customers a little bit differently than it's been studied or written about in the past. So it's not a regurgitation of old information. It's a teaching them how to use their mind a little bit differently. And I use painting as a metaphor, but truly painting's just the hook. That's one of the art forms that I use. You know, I'm also a sculptor. I'm a singer-songwriter. I am a photographer. Painting happens to be the one that comes off cool because I can crank rock music and throw paint and create portraits in 3 minutes, and the audience goes, wow. But that's all that simply is a hook to get me into the core of the message, to be the catalyst, to show them, you know, rather than just talk about creativity, talk about differentiation, I show it to them real time, then I explain how they can access it.
Okay, Eric, it's Kathy. We work in a creative field too, and so I wanted to know if you have some creative but also budget-friendly ways that business owners can self-promote and really stand out.
Sure. The internet revolution is going to boil down to being a trust revolution, and trust is going to be the holy grail that businesses are going to be moving towards. And as an artist, that's what I'm looking to do, is engage my audience to build trust and to build an emotional connection that drives either future audience loyalty or draws people into my artwork. And the same thing in my business, is I'm looking to create and build and amplify trust to scale. So as a marketer, these ideas don't take tons of money. If you're looking to build trust, it's oftentimes interactions, maybe not even centered around the sale. So as social marketing, social media is not meant to sell product. Social media should be designed to build trust, to build engagement, to amplify a core branding or core values to scale that draw people in. It should not be used to sell. And I think that's where people get put off by social media, is because they are trying to sell a product or they're trying to create a transaction. And So creating trust does not take even one marketing dollar at all. Creating trust is about building relationships. It's about courting a special significant other, which you don't need money. It's nice. You know, you can take them out to a nice date or buy them flowers, but that's not what wins trust. It's the one-to-one interaction of that human element that builds the trust that wins you future dates, and the same thing in marketing. So look at it as an ongoing relationship where you're looking to build out trust over and over and replicate that and amplify that.
That's great. Eric, this is Michelle, and I have a quick question for you. First, as an artist, who are you, a Jackson Pollock guy? Are you, as a sculptor, are you into Brancusi? Who's your favorite artist?
Well, I've got several. I never boil it down to just one. You know, I'm a huge fan of Picasso and Vermeer and Michelangelo. I actually personally love even the Warhols of the world, not because of what they actually did or their physical art, but the psychology behind what they did. They created revolutions. They created a different way that we view art. You know, photography, at the time that Picasso was painting, he'd already mastered photorealism, which is what everyone was moving towards. And photography was about to make painting obsolete. You know, why would we want a painting when we could take a photograph and capture that? At that point, Picasso zagged when everyone else zigged, and he created synthetic cubism. And he created a painting from feeling or emotion. And so it's those disruptive strategists as artists. And even today, I would have to say, I mean, if Banksy, who many people probably don't know, who are listening to the show, he's a current. Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet. He's a street artist from the UK, and he's created the most brilliant branding of probably any artist I've ever seen, and amplified it to scale. And so, as far as sheer brilliance in the course of the last 100 years, Banksy would be the guy who I think people should look to for what he's doing, how he's created not only art with a message, but also a branding that is possibly one of the most brilliant corporate branding identities I've ever seen.
So in that vein, part of your core message is about encouraging people to become visionary leaders for their companies, and by extension, helping employees to see the need to become better storytellers. How can a company encourage this among their leaders and among their employees?
To set down the textbooks and look for ways to help others soar with their strengths, to become their biggest fan, to stop micromanaging, to stop being the coach, and start being the cheerleader. Start helping their employees soar with their strengths. If they're really good at social media, then get behind them, empower them, and let them go. Don't micromanage and say, have you done this, have you done this, have you done this? If they're good at that, if you've hired them properly, give them a lot of space by which to be able to soar and take ownership. And then, you know, it again goes back to that adage, hire good people and then get out of the way. And so I think that would be the number one thing as far as being a great leader, is to hire those high-quality people with the great attitudes and then empower them to truly soar with what they're doing. And then you're able to stand back as the, you know, kind of the conductor of the orchestra and just harmonize those notes that you've been able to already put in place and inspire those notes.
Eric, you know, growing customer relationships and turning a first-time customer into a repeat client is really important to our listeners. What is your best advice for growing customer loyalty?
It goes back to trust, building relationships, because from what I've seen in the industry is there's very few truly different actual marketing ideas. A lot of them are coming out with very similar products, twisting them a little bit, rearranging deck chairs, trying to create, you know, something just slightly different. But it's the very human element of creating those relationships in such a way that your customers actually become your very best source of marketing. They can't wait to get out and tell their colleagues, their friends, about the cool promotions that they received from, or that they dealt with in dealing with this particular organization, whether it's the person they're dealing with, or if you did happen to create something that no one else has done before, where your customers become your best source of marketing.
All right, Eric, we all hear that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. To that end, you teach that for leaders and other business professionals to get ahead of the game, they need to foster a steady stream of disruptive strategies and unexpected solutions. How can people in our industries do that?
It's fun because that cliche, that quote has become a cliche. People use it all the time, yet we still do the same thing over and over and over again. But the reason is because we're all coming from the exact same foundation. So we're coming from this academic system where we've been taught to read and math all the exact same way and come up with one standardized correct answer. So from the time that we were 5, 6 years old, it's been ingrained into us this operational efficiency, this blueprint for academic success boils down to one correct answer. So everything about what we do is about coming up with one correct answer, which turns into insanity. So to be able to come up actually with a steady stream of disruptive strategies, we need to, what I call, unthink. And I coined that word, I titled it in the book that I wrote, because it is something we haven't done before. Unlocking, unleashing, unlearning, unthinking, a lot of the patterns by which we've come up with solutions. And one of the things that's very, very difficult for businesses today, right now, with social, mobile, and cloud taking over everything in business, you can't find a business that isn't affected by social, mobile, or cloud. Yet, we have a tough time even defining what that is, and so there's massive ambiguity. There's massive complexities that have come into the marketplace that have us reeling, and because we don't have the skills and tools, even from an early age, by which to be able to navigate ambiguity, by which to be able to master complexity, is we don't have the proper skills by which to create new ideas. We're reacting to what's taking place out in the marketplace and then trying to create patchwork solutions that help us just deal with that one problem right there or that one challenge right there, where there's massive opportunity if we were just to open up our mind and actually think differently. Go back to a core, start with a blank canvas, as if specialty advertising had never been invented before, as if promotions had never been invented before. And how would you approach it? How would you build out your organization? What kind of people would you hire? What sort of products would you like to promote? If you've never had a social media presence before, starting with a blank canvas, how would you like to use social media? How would you like to build your audience? How would you build that trust? So deconstructing, coming back to a blank canvas, and then building something out new and different that hasn't been invented before.
Well, that's some inspiring words, a lot to think about there. Eric, we thank you for your time today. Everyone can see him on Thursday, July 17th at the ASI show in Chicago. And if you're looking for a new face to paint, I mean, you know, even though I have a face for radio, I'd be willing to sit and model for you.
Yeah, you know what, and people told me, hey, it only takes you three and a half minutes to create a portrait, so it shouldn't be too much trouble for me, right? Yeah,
yeah.
I should be able to punch that off for you right away.
I could sit still for that amount of time. Eric, thanks a lot again, and we will see you in Chicago this July.
Rock on, guys. Thanks very much. Okay. I appreciate
it. We'll
see. Your mouth will be like...
Oh, okay. Yes, okay. And your mouth wouldn't. Okay. We're going to take time out here to hear from one of our sponsors, Haynes. And when we come back, we will be checking in with the council crew that's on the road.
Haynes Branded Printware has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HaynesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Haynes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HaynesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
All right, and we are back. That was a great little interview there with Eric Wall. And if you in Chicago, you want to make sure you get to that keynote because it truly is inspiring and really cool to watch what he does up on stage.
And he's going to paint your face.
That would be cool. I mean, what he did in Chicago was really cool and something that I would definitely hang up in my office or my house. And
he painted Bono, though. And then there's you.
Well, he is the star of the Joe Show.
Yes, I understand. All right, we're going to go.
Two little loud Irishmen.
Vinny, take us to line three where we have Melinda Lygos on the line. Melinda.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Where are you?
We just drove over a state line. I'm going to give each of you one guess as to what state we're in.
Alabama.
Louisiana.
Joe?
Roll Tide.
Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Stay.
All right. What's going on?
Well, we're having a great time. We started the Council Road Tour on Sunday night. We flew to Greenville, South Carolina, and had a packed day yesterday. We went to three great companies. We went to Credential Express, a supplier, in the morning in South Carolina. Then we had lunch at Pinnacle Promotions just outside of Atlanta and finished the day yesterday with eCompany Store. Just outside of Atlanta. And, you know, like every road trip, Joe, you know that we've been on, every company is so different. They're all cool in different ways. So we had a great time yesterday. This morning we hit the icebox in Atlanta, and now we just drove over the Alabama border and are headed toward Birmingham.
Who's driving?
Andy's driving. You'll be happy to know his parking has not called into question so far.
Okay. It's only been four companies. Have there been any common themes? I know in the past we've seen like a lot of animals in there, high level of energy and creativity. Have you seen any similar themes coming up now?
No themes, but like I said, each one is unique in their own way. I mean, Pinnacle celebrated. We were very lucky yesterday. They celebrated their 20th anniversary, so we were at a big celebration there. But they just moved into new company headquarters and they designed it all from scratch. They had 8 conference rooms. My favorite was the Jimi Hendrix conference room, all just super cool, decorated. And they spent a lot of attention to decorating these really ultra cool collaborative workspaces. And that eCompany Store, I thought, does something really cool for employees. And it's one of the things employees say they like most. Every 5 years you've been there, you get to take, or you're required to take a mandatory, Kathy Houston would like this, 21-day sabbatical. And that's in addition to the vacation time you have.
Can you
you're
please?
Expected to do this. And everyone does it, and they do all kinds of things. Right? One guy took his kids in ran an RV, and they went all through the West.
That's awesome.
Someone went on someone followed their family tree and found all kinds of long-lost cousins all over the U.S., and people go on mission trips, and they say it's really, life-changing. I mean, when do you take 3 uninterrupted weeks off work, and, your employee requires you to, which is
That's
great.
Really cool. I think you should suggest that to ASI management.
ASAP. I'm totally going to suggest that. Yeah, that was pretty cool. This morning we visited Icebox. They're a super creative company outside of Atlanta. They do a lot of really neat things with employee training. I mean, they just built a super cool classroom where they're training employees all the time. They do a lot of apparel sales. They sell a lot of decorated apparel. And, there's a lot of training that goes into that and making people experts. It's on that, CJ's with us. He's editor of wearables. So he was, fascinated by the whole company and their whole their screen printing and everything they do there. But another great company.
He's also fascinated by shiny nickels, too. I joke.
CJ, they're making fun of you.
So what's on tour? What are you going to see on the roadsides? What's the roadside attraction? I sent you a tweet yesterday about the world's tallest boy. Did you get a chance to see that?
We did not see that. Andy? Joe, as you may remember, Andy is a little stingy on letting us make stops like that. However, I will say when we were driving from the airport at midnight Sunday night to our hotel, Andy was at the wheel and was expertly navigating all kinds of things. Apparently, in this area of South Carolina, people are just happy to discard things in the road. So there was just, an old car in the middle of the road and a mattress, and then a fox ran across, too, just for fun. So he's been navigating that very well. We've been eating very well, also, by the way. So yesterday at Pinnacle, as I said, it was their 20th anniversary celebration, so they brought in these food trucks, and we, you know, had this great barbecue lunch and dessert and the whole nine yards. Then we go a half an hour over to E Company's store, and they tell us that they're having a bake-off, and we had to each taste 18 desserts.
That's
and we got to judge the whole competition. So I don't think we would have eaten as big of a lunch had we known that we're going to be doing that. But, you know, you mentioned themes, Joe, and you're right. One theme I think that is always true on the road trip is that a lot of these companies like to feed their employees, and so we get to benefit from that as well.
Which dessert won?
You have to go online,
the coconut
Kathy.
Cake.
Coconut cake.
The coconut cake, okay. We have a picture of it online. But what we did is we all had a clipboards and we wrote down our comments and we starred our five favorite. And that was the only one that all three of us starred. So the coconut cake won the prize.
Sounds good.
And then Andy was being very judgmental, very critical, I hear. Like a real judge when you see one of those cookies.
Oh,
chips.
Really?
Yeah, I heard. Watch the interview.
Andy was a little judgmental with the desserts. Luckily, we took the judging behind closed doors, so none of the bakers got to see the reactions. And I won't mention, but one of the items, I think he spit into his napkin and made some not so nice comments.
Ooh, Andy. All right.
That's
well.
Typical Andy.
Well,
which Craig Calloway, the head of E-Company Store, was with us, and he thought it was hilarious.
Well, have a great rest of the week. Make sure that
Thank
Andy
you.
Keeps up with the good parking. Make sure everyone drives
yeah.
carefully.
Everyone's doing a good job. You know, we're obviously tweeting and sending, putting up photos and videos and blogs about the whole trip on counselormag.com/roadtour. So you can follow our progress every step of the way until Saturday morning.
And you guys are tweeting, and everything will be on Facebook as well.
We are. And if you guys, we, of course, I've seen some of your tweets already, but anybody who's following us can tweet to the hashtag #CounselorTour, and your tweets will appear as well.
All right. Thanks, Melinda. Have a great time. And
bye,
we'll,
guys.
We'll
bye.
See you next
bye.
Week. All right. That was Melinda Ligo. She is the director of
something.
director of communication. Editor-in-chief.
She's
the
mayor of Simpleton.
Here. And they are on their way to their next company visit. We can't say who it is, so you have to keep following them all week long and find out all the cool places they're going to visit. So we're going to shoot this over to Nicole right now. You're going to tell us five ways to inspire new business through social media.
How about three ways?
Give us three.
All right. So trending topics, right? You go on Pinterest.
Twitter?
Twitter, yes, mm-hmm. Twitter, Kathy. Twitter, and you see all the hashtags at the bottom, you know, with trending topics. If you follow topics like promo products, if you go on Facebook and you follow product posts, you can kind of see what trending topics are. Eric mentioned, you know, you want to be ahead of the trends before they're written. So in this case, okay, they're written, but maybe they're not in creation yet. So you want to follow some trends to see what products your customers might be interested in seeing. Pinterest and Instagram, there's tons of snapshots all over there of what people are interested and excited about. So exploring popular pages can give you some really cool ideas for how to decorate products and some other types of products that you might not have pitched before. I like this one. Shows like Shark Tank and Dragon's Den, when they air, you should check out Twitter because people will be talking about whether they think the ideas that are being pitched will fly or not. So these are some good ways to find some new business pitches if they're going to succeed or not. One last one, Joe.
Go for it.
Did I say two, three? This is
you
four.
Said three. Okay, good.
I've got StumbleUpon and Flipboard on my smartphone, and they're actually really cool. My brother told me I should use them, and I really didn't want to, but they're actually very cool. They have trending topics. You can kind of put in 10 or 15 that you like, and they'll constantly filter in articles from websites you probably never have heard of.
No.
So I found a lot of really cool stuff on there. So it's another good place to find product and trend ideas.
Was it StumbleUpon and Flipboard?
Flipboard, yeah.
You know, if you haven't been to an ASI show and sat in a Marky Lemons Ryle session on
you
social
should.
Media, you really need to do it because she tells you about all these things, like you just said, mm-hmm. I've never heard about
I
them.
I follow her on Twitter.
So do I.
And you can see her in Chicago.
You can see her in Chicago. But yeah, she has a lot of great stuff that you'll find that there's more than just Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest.
Instagram, Flickr, Tumblr.
So we're going to post this online so you can read the whole article. But we're running out of time here, so we're going to get to Michelle's favorite part of the show, the editor's favorite thing.
You know,
so let's
really
start
not.
With
and
Michelle.
And I don't have a favorite thing, Joe, so you don't have to.
Okay.
Okay. Just
go ahead, Michelle. You're up first.
Oh, okay. So we just came from Canada for the
ASI Power Summit. This was our second annual one. And they had a big golf outing, and, you know, I was in the drink area serving cocktails to everyone.
Oh, what
but
a
it
surprise.
Struck me. There were only two women who played out of 30 people who were in our little golf tournament, but they really dressed well. And it struck me that that's a really important aspect of fashion for people who golf. I am not a golfer, mm-hmm. but I appreciated how well they were kind of put together. So the thing I chose was from Vantage Apparel, and it is a woman's long sleeve scoop neck t-shirt, which is perfect for after playing golf, having cocktails. Mm-hmm. And it's from, again, Vantage, ASI 93390.
Kathy?
All right, mine is the new Fusebox mini silicone speaker and phone holder from Crown Products, ASI 47700. Plus, you can get a mid-year markdown, so you should go to their website and check that out.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have today. Oh, nuts. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks to today's show sponsor, Haynes. Thanks for Eric Wall for his call-in. Make sure you go to see him at the ASI show in Chicago on Thursday, July 17th. Until next week, have a great week.